This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back, everyone.
Like from a long time ago.
I don't remember how to podcast.
Well, clearly, I don't either. Last time it was pre-Christmas. We were in my basement with Annie.
Yep.
And now it's just us two and it's morning.
And now it's post-Christmas.
It is. And honestly.
Post-op.
Post-bop. Post-op. I can't.
Post-bop.
I am glad. I love Christmas, but I love schedule. So I just kind of love when it's over for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm weird like that.
No, there's a lot that goes into Christmas and New Year's and the holiday season. And by the end, your face is two times as big as it was before. And you think, I'm just swollen and bloaty. But really, you gained 10 pounds, guys. You did.
Yeah. And like, you just, I feel like it's really hard to get back into the swing of things.
Hence
why it is like late January or mid-January and here we are.
Yeah. Well, we tried to get back into the swing of things.
Well, yeah. Should we talk about that?
Maybe we should just mention it.
Yeah. So basically, because I feel like we're going to bring it up.
Yeah.
We recorded this episode and it was great and it was an hour long.
And it was funny.
Lots of great things came up. And then when I sent it to our editor, he was like, all right, I got the one, but one of them didn't have audio. And I was like, what?
What?
And so it didn't have, I deleted it. I recorded over it is what happened. So this is our first snafu, which I asked you if Mercury was in retrograde.
And I thought it wasn't.
I think it is.
Oh, well, that would make perfect sense.
Right.
Then.
That's it. Because it messes with technology.
Yeah. I have a card on my, that I bought for myself that is hanging on my fridge that says, go home, Mercury. You're fucking everything up.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of, the card on your desk made me think of, how is your Hamilton calendar? Have you put it on your desk yet?
No, I rip it off every day. Saturday and Sunday are on the same day, which is nice. Like the same page, right. You know, are most calendars like that?
I don't know.
But what was it? Fridays, I think, was lyrics from Burn.
Oh, yes.
Really good.
Really emotional.
Yesterday was just like a fact about Hamilton. I don't remember. Like, my coworker and I both read it and we're like, I don't get it. Like, literally, I don't know what they're talking about
right
here.
Right. Yeah, don't want to retain that.
Yeah. So I have a Hamilton day by day calendar that Abby got me for Christmas that sits on my desk at work that just has like lyrics. And then it'll be like Alexander Hamilton, Act One. You know, like, it's just really silly.
It's prepping you for something that we should talk about.
Yeah, so Christmas time.
Christmas happened.
Yeah. Exchanged gifts with my lava.
That's what she calls him.
My lava.
Lava.
And he really crushed it.
So did you.
Yeah.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like I've told this story a million times. I have. So you got me really beautiful earrings, which is actually really thoughtful because I had lost one of my gold hoops. And so he knew that I did. So he got me these like take on gold hoops.
Don't mind the gurgling in the background. It's coffee maker.
Coffee time.
I still want to see them.
I wore them yesterday.
Oh,
not that we saw each other.
Yeah, send me a pic.
I will.
Coffee's ready.
And then I got him a bar of soap and some alien socks, which he wore the other day.
Bet they looked great.
Yeah, but the bar of soap last time I saw it was sitting on his dresser.
Gonna have to have words.
Gonna have
or
to.
Or you should just take it.
I want it. Honestly, it smells so good. And if he doesn't want to smell like that, I want to smell
Does
like
it
that.
Does it smell like what you think would be cool if he smelled like?
Well, it's like sandalwood.
Yeah.
It's okay, like manly.
See, I use men's deodorant. So I smell like an earthy man.
Yeah, I like earth, but he's not really a hippie. It's a very hippie smell.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe I'll just, or he could use it on his hands.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he hippie doesn't hands. Have to put it on. Hippie hands. Happy hippie hands.
Yeah.
So think about that, Johnny K. Think about that. And then he got me a mic for the podcast.
Yeah, which we're not, we also, again, oh my God, Mercury.
That's.
Okay, so in the reason why I think we deleted the audio is because for an hour we were fucking with the microphone because apparently call out to Blue Yeti, you can't record with two at the same time because they have the same serial number, all of these
which
things
is dumb.
That don't make sense to me. So you have to send it back in order to get it a new serial number so that it can record at the same time. So like I was stressed to begin with because we just thought we could just plug it in and
use just
it.
Have two mics.
So we do have two mics, but we can only use one.
Yeah.
Until further notice.
Which is really stupid because like
yeah.
They should, like, make you aware of that,
yeah,
I feel like.
It's so dumb. We should
because, like you were saying, now we have to pay for postage. I know it's right. Not, like, that big of a
but
deal.
But the thing weighs, like, 4 pounds.
Yeah, and they're, like, expensive mics. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, this is fucking dumb that I have to fucking order it just to send it back.
Like, I should be like, I have a well-esteemed podcast, and I am going to call you motherfuckers out on it unless
yeah.
You send me one for free with a new thing.
Yeah.
I should actually have said that when I sent the thing. Instead of, like, hi, smiley face.
Yeah.
My microphone's not working.
Yeah.
So she got that.
And then.
Actually, I want to preface with that we are going to see Hamilton this weekend. Jake and I, we got invited by a group of family friends and like they purchased our ticket, which was incredible. And I've known about me going for quite a long time and have been terrified to tell Brie that I'm going again. And not even like, yes, it's my choice, but not like it was a gift. Like I,
right.
And so I've just been so scared. So cue next part of the story.
So I open up the last gift thinking it was just like a card. Cause he was like, open the card last. And I open it. And I just see, like, Hamilton ticket and just start, like, weeping. Like, I...
Written it in.
Yeah, like, don't be too obnoxious with this because you will look insane. But I, like, I probably could have gone and laid in my bed and, like, curled up and just, like, shh. McCoy.
Hang on, let's take a quick momentary break.
Anyway, I could just weep over these tickets, but
that might not.
But that also might be kind of crazy.
Maybe do that when you get home.
Yeah.
You can listen to Burn
yeah.
at the same time.
So I'm so excited. We're going in May, so we have a bit of time to
That's
wait.
It's actually great, though, too, because it's going to be warm in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Chicago now is like, it's like, quick, get me to the next place.
Yeah, yeah. And so I think we'll go down on Friday, and then we have like a matinee on Saturday.
Oh, it's a matinee. Fun. So then you have the night, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be great. I'm just so, so excited. I don't know what I'm going to wear. I'm already thinking about it. I'll have to buy something.
Duh.
Drop all my 10-pound weight in my face from the holidays. And, yeah, so it was honestly the best. Like, he fucked the shit out of Christmas.
Yeah, he really did. And I heard all the things from Brie. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Like, and it's our first Christmas together. Like, yeah. How are we going to top this?
I was just going to say, I think it should just be, like, established that, like, it might not.
Yeah, like, when I opened the mic, I was like, that is such, well, the earrings, too, like, these beautiful yeah. earrings, and then the mic, I was like, great gifts, wow, I feel silly about my gifts, and then fucking Hamilton tickets. Just so the listeners know, I didn't just get him soap and socks, I did also get us cooking lessons
Which
that we haven't taken yet, but we will at some point. And then I also got him a Christmas book from his childhood that he mentioned.
Oh, yeah, how did that go over?
Oh, it was great. And it didn't show up.
Did he read it to you?
Yeah, it didn't show up. And I was like, fuck. And it said it was supposed to show up like after New Year's. Like it said it would be here before Christmas and then randomly Amazon's like, it's coming January 2nd. So after that night we'd opened up our gifts like the Friday before Christmas, Saturday morning I woke up and I opened the door and there was an Amazon package and I was like, it's
yes.
your gift. And I told him to just open it and he's like, no, you can wrap it up. So he opened it later that night and it was really nice. And then we read it together and it's this really cute little story.
I mean,
like, who wants a, like, child's book, but, like...
No, if it has meaning. Like, if someone bought me Polar Express, I would be really excited because that's my child Christmas book.
Yeah, so Christmas was good and we had lots of babies. And
yeah, her sister-in-law.
Had her son,
yes.
Little Harry.
Is that what it's called? Sister-in-law?
Yeah, sister-in-law, oh, okay, yeah. On the winter solstice. Yes. She was supposed to have him the day after Christmas, so a little winter solstice baby, Harry Julian.
Harry was like, nope, I'm coming.
Yeah, I will be here for the holidays. I'll be home for Christmas.
I can't let these two other babies, like, steal the show. Yeah.
Rain on my parade.
Barbara, dude, they're gonna grow up and have so much fun.
I know. Like, I'm a little jealous.
Right.
Like, I kind of want to be a part of it.
You want to be one of the babies?
Yeah, a little bit. Or, like, I don't want a baby, but, like, I feel sad about if I ever do have a baby.
Those babies are already gonna be friends.
Yeah, and then my babies aren't gonna
just gonna annoy them.
Yeah, not gonna have, like, cousins around the same age, because I'm not having a baby.
Well, mine.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, that will be, we'll have babies at
you
the same time.
You can just leave your family and go.
I will leave my family.
Mine.
Yeah.
Actually, I would like to start a whole new Christmas tradition. Like,
where we just hang out with friends?
Yeah.
That sounds great. Yeah.
Or, like, I really just want to go away on Christmas.
Dude, Reva did that this year. They
yeah,
went to Palm Springs,
so
and
fun.
She was like, this is the best thing ever. So I told Johnny K, I was like, maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm keeping that to myself. We're going away next Christmas. We're going somewhere warm. Come with us.
I'm picturing, okay, quick Harry Potter movie reference in the first one when Uncle Vernon's like, we're going away, far away, where no one can find us. And I feel like that is how I feel.
Well, let's do that next
year. I know. I just feel bad leaving my, like, I feel like you have to be there for your family.
Yeah, I know, but you don't.
I know. I'm an adult. So
yeah, I feel like my sister will be in the convent by then. So everyone will be split apart.
Yeah. You might as well just keep the split.
You know what? I'll just go by myself if no one
wants
to come.
They'll be so stoked about the babies, too, still.
They won't,
like,
give a shit I'm not there. Yeah.
You
literally
lost
won't
your
care.
Place as the baby.
It hurts. Like, it's very obvious.
Like, you and Rachel running to get the Easter eggs is probably not ever going to happen again.
No, it's not. And, like, my mom doesn't call me anymore. Like, it's weird. Like, I'll go a week. I used to be able to make it maybe 2 days without, like, are you alive? My mom has so much other shit on her mind. Like, 2 weeks will go past and I'll be like, Mom, I'm still here. I'm struggling.
That's incredible. Speaking of Christmas, we got the coolest gift from one of our listeners.
Yes,
we did. Lindsay Hansen got us these amazing wine glasses that say the on-call room on them.
Which is super. I was about to hold one up and then realize we're podcasting and people can't
see that. Well, yeah. So she, they're so cool. Like, not only, they're also large. They look like they could fit half a bottle of wine. Like,
thank God.
Yeah. So, and we would be using them, but it's 9 a.m.
So
we're not that crazy.
Next time. I have to work today. Speaking of half a bottle of wine, this is a really random thing, but I just have to say it.
Yeah.
So went and saw the new Star Wars movie, which I would love to hear what people think about it, because my boyfriend hated it and couldn't stop talking about it. I am not a Star Wars fan, so I just went along for the ride, and I was like, cool movie. All right, yeah. Anyway, a lot of mixed feelings from people, but my Annie, our last guest, came with, and we were like, why don't we just, you can get wine and beer at the theater now. And we were like, well, why don't we just get a bottle? That seems easier. Well, you can't bring the bottle in with you. So they literally pour a bottle of wine.
Order a bottle of wine at that bar?
Yeah, but what they do is they pour it into two large soda glasses. So Annie and I were carrying like pretty much plastic cups, like, to the top. I, like, spilled red wine on myself.
Was it like a wine cup but plastic?
No, it was like a soda water cup.
Oh my God.
Of wine. It was the trashiest thing. It was so great.
That's great though.
Yeah.
Jake and I went, and we always fight before we go to the movies because we always can't agree on what movie to go to. Like,
yeah.
we agree, like, yeah, let's go to the movies. And then we're like, what movie? And he's like, well, I want to see this. And I'm like, yeah, well, that got shitty reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. And it turns out I usually win, but then feel bad. Like,
yeah.
He usually gives it. It's just terrible. So we got to the movie theater, and, like, that was happening. Also, we wanted to get dinner, but didn't have enough time. So we went
and, like.
Did you
get a pizza there?
Oh, we got so much food. They have, like, that fine restaurant now, but that they deliver to your seats.
Yeah.
So I got the hot pretzel, Jake got nachos, and we got popcorn. So we looked like fatties.
Well, but how much did you pay for that? Too
much. It
was
like $30-some or more. So, yeah, it was too much money.
We went to a different theater, and we went and saw Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
Everyone, you should go see it. And I was looking at the prices, and
it's
it was,
insane.
Like, a large thing of popcorn with a large, not even extra large, was like $18.
Yeah.
A pretzel and a drink was like $21.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like the one here is like, at least what you're getting is like really good. Like the pretzel, it comes with beer cheese. Like it tastes like you'd with the one you'd get at Founders. Like,
well, that's
it's,
nice.
It's not just like a hot pretzel, you know, like, yeah. I don't know. But anyways, so we like sat down at the bar and I had a glass of wine and then felt better. And I was like, oh God, who am I? Like, because we had been fighting. But anyways, we saw Jumanji.
What'd you end up seeing?
We saw Jumanji.
Tell me.
Was incredible.
Really?
Okay, so when I first heard they were doing it, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Like, do not fuck with Jumanji.
Yeah.
And I thought, even though like it's reverse and it's like in the game, I still was like, don't mess with it, whatever. Well, then I didn't know that. So the characters in it, so like The Rock, Kevin Hart, that one woman, I can't think of her name, and then Jack Black, they are the avatars. So like, for example, a 16-year-old girl gets sucked into the game and her avatar is Jack Black.
Oh, I knew that.
Yes, yeah. I didn't know. So Jack Black plays a 16-year-old girl who's like obsessed with Instagram and was like super hot. And like Kevin Hart plays like this huge guy they call Fridge, who's like a basketball player. And he's obviously like so small.
So it's funny.
Yes. Like it was one of those movies where like you just laugh the whole time and it's got action. And yeah. You just leave, you're like, I don't feel upset about that because it just entertained me for 2 hours.
Yeah. And I think sometimes you need a movie like that. Yes. That just entertains you.
I didn't have to question anything.
Yeah.
And it did a really magical part where so Nick Jonas is a character too that's like been in the game for years. And he's in there and he's living in this like hut thing. And they're like, whoa, did you build this? He's like, no, the guy before me did. And written in the wood says Alan Parrish.
Aww.
So it's like, the house that Robin Williams lived in when he lived in the game all those years. So that was like, I got very like, oh.
Oh God.
Yeah, so that was
Robin
kinda cool.
Williams. No. What year is it? Best meme ever.
Okay, so we have a new thing.
Yeah, we have some news, guys.
Yeah, we've been teasing it for a while and then not giving anything.
Yeah.
So basically, we have decided to step up our game a little bit. And I feel like in the past, it hasn't been quite a year, but 8 months or so, like we've grown such an amazing community. Like the Facebook group, I feel like it now functions like without us even having to like spark conversation.
Facilitate.
Yeah, like you guys are sparking conversation and like everyone is being so respectful and kind of everyone's opinions. And I just feel like it's like fostering this really great community. So we wanted to just kind of enhance that in a way. And so we are doing that by we are starting a Patreon account.
Woo!
So a Patreon account, if you are unsure of what that is basically, it's a way for people who are creating content to make money to help support that content. So right now, everything for the podcast, the editing, the hosting, the microphones, all of that has been out of pocket, except for one microphone.
Shout out Johnny K.
Yeah, and so it's been fine, but in order for us to continue to put out like weekly episodes, we need your guys' help. And so we have created a goal. Well, basically, by giving money, you don't just like give money and not get anything in return. There's rewards. So we'll just kind of go through them if you're unfamiliar. The first one is, we called it interns. And that's if you're giving $2, between like $2 and $5 and a month, guys. And that one gives you access. That one gives you access to the private Facebook group, which at this point, if you are listening to this right now, you will not be able to join the Facebook group that we always talk about unless you're a patron. So you tell them the good news.
So if you're already in there, lucky you, you've been grandfathered in. We're not booting you out. You don't have to donate. So you all are really lucky for joining us in the beginning of the podcast supporting us in that way.
You can donate those
things. Yeah, if you want to, you totally can.
Yeah, so if you give $2 or more, you get private Facebook group entry, and then also once a year we're going to send out signed album art.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you can, I mean, like, if you have a special request, like, you could let us know. We can write a note to
your
mom.
We don't do nudes.
Yeah, no nudes. we'll write a note to your mom, whatever you want. It's a great Christmas gift.
It really is. Can you imagine your mother on Christmas morning opening up a framed signed photo of Abby and me? She would be like, this is a delight.
That's great. Exactly what she'll say. The next one is residence. And in addition to the Facebook group and the album art, you will also get access to bonus material, which will be posted on the Patreon page. So I don't know if any of you give to other podcasts, but I give to a couple and it's really cool. Like they put out videos or bonus episodes. Like when we did the cold ratings that one time, that could totally have been a bonus episode. I think from now on, when like a season premiere happens, which one is happening kind of this week, the
very
mid-season,
soon,
we will post our responses to that on Patreon, not just on the Facebook group. So you have to give $5 or more in order to have access to those. And then the last one is $10 or more a month. And that one is you're an attending.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Preston Burke. Doesn't everyone want to be Preston Burke?
I want
to
be Preston Burke.
And you get all of what I've already mentioned, as well as the opportunity. This is what we're most excited about, to co-host the on-call room. So we always talk about wanting to have guests on, but we've never actually done it besides people that are local to us. And we really want to open that up to the people who are really invested in the podcast. So by giving $10 or more a month, you will get your name on a list that we will randomly select throughout the year to have people on. If for some reason you are not comfortable talking on the podcast, but you want to still give $10 and you want to be involved, we can figure out like maybe you come up with a discussion topic or some other way that like you help run the episode in a sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we're really excited. This way we can like truly have you dedicated fans on the show.
Right.
And you don't have to come to Michigan. We're not flying you here.
No, I'm sorry. We don't have money for that. But we will call you.
Yeah, we will call you.
And you can chat. And just know that we're not doing this to make money off of you guys.
Right.
We're doing this so we can create better episodes, better sound quality, and more equipment and just keep this going weekly. Because that's the big thing, too, is we can't sustain this weekly episode without help from you guys.
Right. And so our goal is for right now is $100 a month. If we reach that, then we will continue to post weekly episodes. If we're under that goal, we are just going to do bi-weekly, I think.
Yep.
And so I think we're going to try to give you guys like 3 episodes in a row, like finish out January weekly.
Yeah.
But then after that, it's going to start with the bi-weekly business.
Unless we can.
Which means it'll take us approximately 10 years to finish the entire Grey's series. So maybe think about donating. But yeah, so, and we would love like any, if you guys have any, like maybe like thoughts or not opinions, I mean, like suggestions about things you'd like to see this coming year, like from us, we'd love to just hear them.
Yeah.
And yeah, so like the Patreon for the one, like the MuggleCast that I am part of is super cool. Like this, they have a ton, obviously, but this year they like organized a secret Santa within listeners and gave each other like Harry Potter related gifts, like a $5 limit, but it was so cool. Like, so I think it'd be great to just see how this community grows and like,
yeah. We already have one member.
We do have one member. Shout out.
Ben Downer. Thank you very much. So join in, guys.
Yeah.
Donate.
And so, yeah, that's all we have. So we're going to be posting that on the Facebook group for those of you that listen. But if you try to find the Facebook group, you will not be able to. So you'll see it, but it'll be closed. And the way to get access is like we will match up your name to see if you are a patron or not.
Yeah. So how does that work? Will they still ask to be a part of it?
They will ask to be a part of it, but they won't get accepted until
we verify.
So, yep.
So there you go, guys.
Yeah.
Big news.
Now we have to talk about the
episode. We have to talk about the fucking episode that we already talked about. God damn it.
So if we don't seem as interesting or interested, just know that we are.
We just actually already talked about all of this.
I think we should take a break so I can heat up my coffee.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Alrighty, let's do it.
Okay. Season 2, episode 20, Band-Aid covers.
The butthole. It's weird because we're going to be saying the jokes that we said.
Oh, good. It's the bullet hole.
Which I thought it was butt. It just looked like it, which I thought was funny. Don't put a Band-Aid over your butthole. Oh, man.
Also, don't put a Band-Aid over a bullet hole. That's dumb.
Yeah.
It's a weird thought. Should we just do first notes real quick?
Yeah, mine is Woodsy Derek is forever and always my favorite Derek.
As he should be. He looks so good.
I know.
Mine is George is going to cut his hair, thank fucking God. But bro, go to the barber. Why I wrote the barber instead of like...
They have those.
Yeah.
He was so sweaty. And just like...
Yeah.
Like, I think this is the episode, listeners, where I'll tell you later, but like, I've always stood up for George and saying like, yeah, I date him. Like, I'm more of a George person. I am not anymore. No. This was the final straw.
Yeah, he was a fucking mess.
Yeah, which like just cut your hair like a normal person.
Yeah, like, okay. I know it's difficult to cut your own hair, but it's not that hard. You just go straight, take a comb
He's
and
a
go
doctor.
Straight.
Doctor, he can afford a barber.
A barber. Or also, he should know how to cut because they like suture and shit.
Yeah.
Like they have really delicate hand movements. Why can't you cut your own fucking hair?
I don't know, but there was that great line, which is, I'm kind of skipping around, but there was that great line later when Alex sees his haircut and... First, my first thought is he looks like Spock from Star Trek. Second thought was a hobbit. And then Karev literally says, like,
he looks like a hobbit. And he does.
That scene with him and Burke, like, cooking and making cappuccinos and whatever, was great because Christina's face.
The whole time, it's just like, what am I walking into?
She's like watching it happen.
Yeah. Like, can you, like, okay, imagine.
Imagine
Jake's friend.
Oh no! Like the friend I don't like.
Yeah, like moving out, and like being like, "Yo, I gotta like crash on your couch," and waking up in
Stop
the morning
it right there. That's already.
And then they're like in your kitchen doing shit, and you're just like sitting in a chair staring like, I fucking hate both of you, and I'm divorcing you.
They're like tossing eggs back and forth.
Yeah.
Which is just a great scene in general.
But the thing that's hard is Christina moved into Burke's place.
So she can't say anything.
Yeah, it's his place.
Does she still have her? Or she
no,
got rid of it?
She mentions in the episode, she's like, this is why I should have kept my apartment.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did write, this is important. Did Christina just wake up to a French press? Oh, yeah. Because I want that to be my life. She stumbles out of the bedroom.
And there it is.
She just pushes it down.
I was talking last time you recorded this. About French presses, and I can't remember because I want to use mine again. How long do you let it like steep?
4 minutes, I think.
Okay,
and so then, it's not that long.
And then you slowly
push it down,
and then just pour away.
Yeah, pour. It's great.
Yeah,
I thought about last time we recorded this about doing a French press Sunday morning, but I just was lazy and didn't. Although I think it takes about the same. Well, you got to boil the water. If you have an electric tea kettle, that boils water way faster.
It does?
Oh yeah, it's like bing bang
boom. Intense burner. I feel like I'm always oh, I have time to go pee. And then all of a sudden I'm in the bathroom and it's going, wee! Yeah. And I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
So Christina just has a rough day. She should have just stayed home once her day started like that.
Mercury was in retrograde for Christina. Should we do a quick shotgun workup, do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
We have Denny.
So we have Denny. We have Mrs. Gibson.
She is the
pregnant woman.
Oh, yep.
But she's not really a patient. I mean, she is.
Yeah, it's more about her husband.
Yeah, and then we have Fork in the Neck Lady and then the hockey player.
Her name is Sylvia Booker.
Sylvia.
And Kyle is the husband, which I laughed. It says on his diagnosis, bruised penis. I wasn't aware you could, like, actually bruise a penis.
Remember in later episodes, someone breaks their penis.
Yeah, someone special.
Yeah. Anyway, so
and
those
then
are
we have
our
hockey. His name is Heath.
Heath?
Yep.
Heath
Mercer.
Okay.
Which one should we talk? Should we go down through like the patients kind of, and then or
sure?
How should we do this?
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bailey first. And what?
Okay.
This.
Yeah, I wrote. Why is Bailey carrying around her baby? Is that allowed? That's what I wrote. Is that allowed?
No.
Right? She is on like whatever her shift.
Yeah.
Carry an infant around in the hospital.
No, my only thought is like maybe she meant to bring him to the daycare that the hospital has, which we're like become aware of later. But like things started happening, so she.
But if that was the case, she should tell Christina to go take the baby to
right.
the daycare.
Instead, she's like, "Here,
take this baby,"
which is my worst nightmare.
Well, and it's just it's inappropriate.
Does she even give her like milk? Like, doesn't she have to pump? What like?
Maybe she's not breastfeeding.
The baby's like weeks old. That's true. I feel like Bailey would breastfeed if I were to categorize her as someone.
Well, so maybe she had already, I don't know. She just fucking hands the baby off.
Yeah.
That is not something having babysat, like, or not babysat, but like help my sister out with twins And then, like, just been around infants more than I've ever been in my life. It is not that simple. There are lots of things you need. Like, bottles and swaddles and diapers.
All
and
the oddles.
All, you need all the oddles.
And or swaddles.
And coddles.
Coddles. Whoa. Yeah, so I just, that's also, like, I wrote in my notes, like, Christina is me. Like, that's my worst nightmare. I'm not comfortable with babies yet because I haven't had to be around them.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like Christina doesn't also is the same way. And honestly, though, like, props to her for doing it.
Yeah. It's so funny, though, that, like, first scene, though, the way she's holding, like, the baby away from her. Just like, oh, God, what is this thing? That's how I used to feel with babies.
It's that meme you always send me where it's, like, picks up baby, sets on the ground. Yeah. No, thank you.
No, don't want this. I mean, I don't want a baby of my own, but, like, I can get down on holding someone else's baby now. Like, yeah. I don't feel uncomfortable.
That's anymore. Awesome. I'm afraid of them still.
I used to be afraid to pick them up or to, like,
transfer. Oh, God.
My sister Rachel taught me, it's so easy. You put your hands under their armpits and it supports their head.
I just, passing it back off to the mom is always, like.
But the mom always just grabs them. They're like, you know.
I have a fear of dropping a baby.
I kind of do, like, too.
I could trip on accident.
Christmas Eve, we had to, like, go down to, like, the basement. It's, like, a finished basement. At my uncle's house, and I was holding one of the twins.
And, like, you were like,
oh. I was like, I'm walking downstairs with a baby. Yeah. Like, what if I slipped and fell?
Yeah, you become super aware of what you're doing. Like,
yeah.
I was like, I walked downstairs at one. I was like, these are marble stairs.
Yeah, like I
know I would huddle the baby like a football and then, like, take the hit.
Yeah, it would be, I'm sure it'd be, it's happened before. It's had to have happened before.
Yeah, that's true.
Ooh. Scary.
That's why I don't hold babies. I'm not going to hold my own if I ever have one. I'm going to create a sack.
You're going to have a wet nurse and a...
Oh, God. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Probably, yeah.
I want to be a celebrity mom.
Well, I think we're on that track to...
Talk about what?
To... No. Just, like, being famous.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
People, totally. So... Yeah. Yeah. We'll be celebrity moms soon. Soon enough.
What's next?
I guess, do you want to go through the patients?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
So let's start with Denny.
Okay.
Or should we end with Denny?
Let's end with Denny. Let's start with Fork in the Neck Lady.
Okay,
so. So I had a question for you that I forgot to ask you last time. What would you do? Would you get the MRI or not? When, like, she's had, like, four different doctors and
Derek. Say it's inoperable?
Yeah, and Derek wants to do another MRI and she's like, no, I'm not doing it.
Derek's pretty dreamy. And I feel like if he, I think my will would be to live. So I think I would, me personally. Plus, I would just look into his eyes and be like, wow.
Yeah. But she seemed so afraid that, like, she finally woke up in her marriage and that it would go away again. But, yeah, I think my will would be to live as well. But, like, I can imagine it would be scary if you've, so many people have been like.
You don't want to hear it again.
Yeah. Like, and get your hopes up again and then just be like, oh, I'm dying again.
Right. Exactly.
I'm still dying.
Also, she's played by Natalie Cole, which we don't even have to go through it anymore because she's a famous singer.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
No. So now we do.
This will be an everlasting love. Parent Trap.
So that's kind of cool that they had, like, a celebrity guest star.
She also passed away.
Yeah.
Not in the episode.
Yeah.
But in real life.
Yeah, so her situation was just sad. And I like that her husband and her, we called her Paris Lady the first time we did this. But I don't know. I think.
What, can you imagine someone clenching their jaw on your penis?
That's what I'm more like, oh yeah, because I just like the thought of, like, she was servicing him underneath a table during dinner. I guess if you, oh yeah, like, I think even if I thought I was going to die, that's not something I would
want. Right, we talked about, like, that's not on my list. No, like, I got to do this before,
like,
I die.
Like, would you rather die or suck a penis under a table?
I'd rather die. I'd rather die. I don't know.
So, like, let's just say that Kyle Booker got lucky that that's what his wife's, like,
dying wish was to suck his dick under a restaurant table.
Yeah, it's so weird.
I don't know.
Also, then to be stabbed and still,
I think,
like,
we
okay
talked about. Dude, like, the most thrilling place we've had sex is our bed.
Yeah, we're just strictly a bed person. And because you were just like, Oh yeah, I'm doing it.
Yeah, like, ooh. Yeah, like, anywhere else. Like, kitchen.
No,
I cook here. Yeah. Couch, not enough space. Oh, yeah. We talked about having sex on your side of the bed and being like, ugh.
Now it gets dirty.
Yeah.
You only have one side of your bed because the other side's by the wall.
Well, there's still a space there.
I know, but if you wanted to, like, meander around.
Were we crawling around?
I don't know.
Are we doing? Rolling?
Sex
is weird.
It is really weird. I think if my husband stabbed
you in the neck
with a knife, I wouldn't be like...
It wasn't a knife. It was a fork.
Thank God. What if he'd been holding his knife?
A steak knife. She would die. But she was going to die anyway, so at least she went out doing what she loved, giving blowjobs under the table.
Do you think if he had done it with a steak knife and she died, he would have gone to jail?
Yeah. That's murder.
But she bit his penis.
I don't think that's an excuse to murder someone. I almost said penises grow back.
Like chameleon tail. It's their defense mechanism. They just... What if you were having sex with someone and then they got uncomfortable and it just fell off?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That would be terrifying.
And you'd be like, damn, I have to wait a week.
How would you feel as a woman?
I would feel very self-conscious.
Yeah, I'd be like, I made your penis fall off. Would you save it? Do what with it?
Keep it in your jar of penises. That you've made fall off. Would you do it?
Probably.
We
made McCoy mad.
Yeah, I would definitely.
He's trying to tell us that Abby has a jar of penises.
He's like, wait, it's in here. It's in here. All right. Do we have anything else? Did she live? I don't even remember.
Yeah, she lived.
Okay. Well, that sucks. They probably spent a lot of money on all these vacations, and now they're just going to go bankrupt, and she has no job.
Yeah, he quit his job, too, right?
Yeah, this
but
is...
But at least they experienced the Space Needle.
Yeah, which I was like, I get wanting to go to Seattle, but not to see the Space Needle. There are better reasons. That was great. At least they saw. Okay, let's talk about hockey player, idiot, fucker.
Who the fuck cuts their finger off?
I also wonder if people who are hockey players got pissed at this episode being like, not all hockey players are douchebags.
I think all hockey players are douchebags. My boyfriend used to play hockey. He's not a douchebag.
He did?
Yeah.
I was about to go, what boyfriend? But I couldn't picture.
It's just imaginary. It's all imaginary.
Oh, that's amazing. Is he still good on ice skates?
I think so. We've never gone ice skating. Wait, but when we were... No. He has rollerblades.
Yeah, he didn't come with us, though.
No. I don't know if he played... I don't know what type of hockey he played.
Probably ice.
Or maybe...
Roller.
Roller hockey.
He was in the roller derby.
I don't know. Or just floor hockey, like gym class. Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember?
You just run around?
Yeah.
I pretty much blacked out all Phi Ed growing up.
All Phi Ed?
Physical Ed.
I
just blacked it all out. It was all really terrible for me.
Oh my God. It's that meme that I just sent you about butt scooters. Yeah. Do you remember?
Shows up to fight battle in gym
runs
scooter,
over.
Her finger. Abort!
Do you remember in...
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, dude. Have we talked about this before?
No, but I would play like that.
I would play that today.
You just had to try to cross the room
without touching the floor. So you had those scooters and then you had mats.
Things.
Yeah, and you had hockey sticks and like people would help. You had to get your whole team across. Let's rent a gym.
Yes.
And play Mission Impossible.
You had to like get everyone on to one space and then like pass things.
Yeah, to get everyone
off.
You
would be really sad as if we did it and it was really easy. Like
I bet. Well, and they would always play the like dun 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 dun
the whole time.
The whole time. Dun, 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 and then you'd be like waving your arms around like, guys, I'm stuck out here on an island.
You'd want to be the one with the scooter so bad.
Oh,
they
yeah.
were like the go-getters.
Yeah, I was never that one.
I wonder if I could keep my whole body on that little square.
On that scooter? No, I think one butt cheek would fit on there.
And you'd go on your bike.
Yeah. Oh, dude, yeah.
Can we buy... I'm looking on Amazon right now. What would they be called?
Butt scooters?
Butt scooters.
Butt square scooter?
But
let's start, you know how people start like softball leagues? Let's start a Mission Impossible
league.
Holy shit.
They're like, yeah.
Yeah, dude, let's start a Mission Impossible league.
Yes.
How fun would that be?
That would be
what
amazing.
Would our team name be?
We could just buy like mats, this, cones, whatever else, and noodles. Those
noodles were hockey sticks.
And then just go to like a basketball court.
That sounds great. Let's do this. Our team's going to be called We're Not Here to Make Friends.
I'm down with that.
Great.
Okay, wow. I'm excited to play next summer.
Me too.
So anyways, yeah, what idiot cuts his finger off? Like, seriously. Oops.
Well, and of course he gets a goddamn infection.
Yeah, he puts it in a hockey glove. Is there a dirtier place? I honestly think a vagina is cleaner than
The vagina is a natural self-cleaning environment.
Right, right.
A hockey glove is not.
He would have been better off sticking his non-existent finger into a vagina.
That would be terrible.
Oh, I don't feel anything. Also, I don't have anything else to say about him.
Well, just like his mom at the end being honey.
Like, why were you not watching?
And also, how long did it take him to cut his goddamn finger off?
Oh, yeah, because it made us think about 27 hours.
Which I haven't seen.
Which I think you should maybe watch it.
But, like, how much of the arm scene
most of the movie. Because he passes out and then it goes black. And then
do you actually see him cutting it off?
I think you kind of do.
I don't know that I could handle that.
Yeah, it's kind of intense.
Huh.
I don't know. But I feel like, because then we had a discussion, like, would you cut off your arm? And I truly don't think I would.
I think I would probably die.
Yeah, I think I would.
Don't think I'd have the guts to cut my own arm off.
I think if someone else was with me and they had a machete, I'd be like, sure.
Chop me.
Go ahead. But
chop me to bits.
But I couldn't do it to myself.
No.
Because then I'd be like, if I'm in too much pain, just slit my throat.
Yeah. Well, and then also, then you would have like nightmares for the rest of your life.
Oh, you have your arm being cut off?
Yeah, of you cutting your fucking arm off.
Yeah, I'm sure he's like a little bit messed up. I'm sure he's had to go to
more than a little bit messed up.
Yeah. He's alive still.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm.
Does he still go hiking and shit?
I don't know. I bet he tells people where he goes now.
Yeah, that probably
also,
be
smart.
Also,
he's got one less appendage to get stuck, so he's less of a risk.
Oh, my God. It's true, though.
Yeah, so...
Have we talked about this episode at all?
Yeah, we're talking about the patients. We're good.
Addison...
Is this when she's sad, Addison?
Yeah, and that guy is, giving her attention.
Which, like, I get why she's sad. Her husband is fucking friends with his ex.
Yeah, and she...
Hiking and shit.
Yeah, how would you feel about that?
Terrible.
Yeah.
That would not fly. Like,
do you think she only lets it fly because she cheated on him?
I think so. I think she feels bad, which is why... This is the episode at the end when he says...
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. Like, I think, like, all of the guilt has been pushed onto her, even though, like, she probably knows, like, it wasn't just her, but he's just been constantly, like... telling her that it's her fault and whatever.
Yeah.
And so I just think it's cute, like almost like so sad and cute that she goes on like a little lunch date with this just guy that thinks she looks like a famous actress or something.
Yeah.
And she like is taking any sort of love that comes
out. She just wants some form of attention.
Right.
Which I think when you're not getting that from your spouse and haven't for months and you're trying really hard,
yeah.
Like little playful flirtation, get it.
Yeah, it's great. Well, and then that leads to, like, so if we want to talk about Derek and Meredith being friends, I just feel like that's, like, his excuse for, like, wanting to flirt with her openly, but, like...
He so flirts with her the whole time.
He's having a relationship without, like, the sexual part.
Yeah. Which is still cheating. It's emotionally cheating.
Yeah. And so this is the one when she's been teasing him, like, all day about, like, the terrible thing she did, right? And then, yeah, so she slept with George, obviously, like, she wants to tell him, but, like, and he knows something's wrong because they're friends. And then she, like, finally at the end just, like, tells him that she slept with George. And I think we were all expecting him to, like, explode, but he actually handled it, like.
He handled it really well.
But I think it hurt him. Like,
oh, yeah, I definitely think, but once again, he has no right to be hurt by it.
Right, right.
But just shows again that he fucking loves her.
Right. And so his advice to her is you need to just apologize over and over and over again.
Which I thought the apology was terrible in the elevator.
Why did you think it was terrible again?
I just thought, I don't know if I thought it was like poor writing, but it was just like gibberish. It was like,
right.
We are friends, George. We are
people. Yeah. Like, you're going to have to talk to
Yeah, just like, just apologize.
Yeah, don't try to make excuses.
Yeah, just be like, and she did. She was like, I am so truly, truly sorry. But the other shit just really annoyed me. And that's not her fault. That's the writing. Right. But I just think, like, a lot of the time an apology should just be like, I did this and I'm very sorry. And fucking leave it at
that. Yeah, you eat your own, like, you don't defend yourself because those people don't hear that. Like, the person you're apologizing, they just want, like, that doesn't matter to them why you did it. Like,
yeah, just an apology. Mm-hmm. And that is very humbling, and it sucks to have to give an apology like that.
Right.
But sometimes you just have to admit you were wrong. To be fair, I don't know that Meredith was wrong.
Right.
So I think she can apologize for, like, hurting him, but, like, I don't know. It's very complicated.
Yeah, yeah. And, hers was not, like, if we were to compare the two apologies in this episode, I feel like Derek's wins.
Well, yeah.
Which, like, can we talk about that now?
Yeah, of course.
I felt like that was, I don't know. It's like, I don't actually want Addison and Derek to be together. Like, I want Meredith and Derek, but I do appreciate Addison. Like, I love her as a character. So to see her get, like, when he just sat down and just, like, made those statements, that was like, I was absent. Like, I wasn't around. And she just looks at him and, like, takes off her glasses and is like, yes, yes. Like, that was so validating.
Well, and I think it was so wonderful for Addison not to fucking add to that.
Right.
How, like, she was validated, but it would be so easy in that moment to be like, yes, you did do this, and you did this, and right. this. And instead, she just, like, heard him, and he was just like, I'm trying. And I think it takes a very strong individual to just step back and let someone say that, and then be like, okay.
Thanks and go back to her book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that, I think, like, in the next episode, things might change with them a little bit. Like,
yeah.
Because I feel like he, especially now that he knows Meredith slept with someone else.
Right.
I feel like maybe he's going to try a little harder with that.
Well, you know, and then you can't have your cake and eat it too. Meredith's not necessarily holding out for you.
Right, right.
So, you know, maybe work on your marriage.
What he doesn't know is that she sobbed during sex.
Right.
She didn't tell him that part. which is fine.
We've all been there.
We can talk about Denny.
Yeah, so this is a thing. Before we do, can we take just a quick break?
Yep. One moment, please. Wait, I can't click on it. And
just break. A quick break. Yep.
Denny Duquette.
Oh, a little song there. A little ditty.
I feel like we've just talked about Denny so much because we've done this and then we did the next
Oh, one. God, Denny.
So Denny should just not play games with Izzy is what happens.
Isn't Grab and Izzy fighting over Denny. Oh, this is the one that we talked about. Why is it called Screwy?
Oh, yeah, which I don't even
I don't think we can read make
that funny again.
Yeah.
Just know, guys, we had a great chuckle about the word screw.
Yeah, really funny. Think about it. Take some time. Think about why it's called screwing. And get back to us.
Let us know who's the screw, who's the screwdriver,
and what
who's the wall. okay, so, yeah, Denny has to deal with Alex and Izzy bickering over him. Alex being a douchebag.
Yeah.
Oh, also, this is the episode that he gets the LVAD wire.
Oh, right. Which becomes very important.
Yeah, because it's going to, like, give him more time, I believe, right? To wait for a true new heart transplant?
A true new heart. Yeah. Well, I wrote a note that Izzy just made up her mind she's not with Kreb. I think that's when they're playing Scrabble or something, right?
Yeah.
Well, and then he starts going into, like, pulmonary edema. He right. goes into pulmonary edema. Well, that's not a thing.
And but. I'm pretty sure, like, Alex said something about her, and she was like, we're done. Like, I think after he was being a douchebagel. Oh, it was because he
A douchebagel?
Yep, that's cool. My new word. It was after Karev told Denny that, like, Izzy's into people like him. Like, it's his type. Because then Denny was like, oh, you guys are together? And he's like, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then I think Izzy found out about that and went to Kreb and was like, we are done. Like, I am not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is just good for her. Which I just feel like this was coming. Like, we knew.
Yeah. And you told me I need to get over the fact that he's patient.
Yeah, because I feel like our notes, like, we both always write, like, oh, my God, so inappropriate. Oh, my God. But, like, I feel like in order to enjoy the rest of the season, we have to put that thought away because it's television.
Right.
But, yeah, if this were real life, so inappropriate.
Super, super.
Are you attracted to Denny? Like,
yes.
Is it what part? Like, his looks or his, or is it the role he played in that other movie you've seen?
Okay, well, that's a big part of it. I don't know. I think just, like, because rewatching it, mm-hmm. he's honestly a little slimy. Like,
yeah, he's, like, his, you know, way of flirting is very, like, sexually, like,
yeah, harsh. So it might have been, like, my early, like, teen, yeah. You know, watching this, that was like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's, like, flirting with Izzy, and, you know, Izzy's the blonde, big-breasted, right. Whatever. Which was me. So I don't know because I actually don't know why I love Denny.
I know. I'm questioning it too. I think.
Because now I feel like I don't necessarily love him.
I think it's that he's just like a good dude. But yeah, his way of flirting is a little forward in the beginning.
Yeah. And I think I just
maybe
like.
Because of the movements that are happening right now. And like women like being like, don't fucking. Like, come at me with your sexual,
yeah.
Like, things. Like,
well, and I wonder, though, too, if I love Denny for the full storyline. Because we're right in the middle of it. And right. So, if once we get to, like, the...
Well, and...
You
yeah,
know?
I agree.
I think that is, like, wraps up, like, how I feel about him is the
I
whole story.
I also think that they are making Karev such an asshole that, like...
Oh, yeah.
In comparison, he's an angel. Like...
Right.
I think that's necessary for the story. Because, like, Karev was kind of getting more tolerable.
Well, and I think, too, we have so many years with Karev now that we see him like that. We're like, that's not Karev.
Right.
It feels... But, like, when you watched it the first time, or even the first couple times when there were only a couple seasons...
Right.
It felt a little bit different. But now...
It makes me think of, like, current Karev and be like, dude's been through a lot.
Yeah, because now I look at it and I kind of feel bad for Karev.
Right.
That, like, Izzy is... Like, or maybe we've just matured. I don't know. Like, Izzy's being kind of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, okay, you gotta follow your heart. And if you feel this way for Denny, great. Well, not great. But, like, okay, fine. But, like, then you should end it with Krev. Like, don't be, like, sleeping with Krev on the side. And then, like, be like, nothing's going on with Denny. But
leaving
then with
in
Denny,
the morning. Because he's always like, where were you this morning?
Yeah. Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, and she can't because it's a fucking patient.
Right.
It's inappropriate. So maybe don't. I don't know.
It's messed up. I think it'll get better, but I think that's why the writing is making Karev such an asshole. And, like, just so that in comparison, it's like...
Yeah, like, Denny seems like a...
Right. Which he is a good guy. We talked about, like, I think when the last time we recorded, like, him having his, like, his manliness, like, taken away from, like, stripped of him. And, like, being around Karev, who just rubs it in...
Yeah.
Is such, like, it's just the worst.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Trying to think.
Are there any goofs?
I think it was one that, just talking about how the woman who plays Bailey, Chandra Wilson, is a big fan of Natalie Cole, and they must not have told her that she was going to be on the show, so it says she freaked out when she saw Natalie in the makeup chair, as she had no idea Natalie would be on the show.
That's exciting.
Kind of cool. Which, if you watch Game of Thrones, when Ed Sheeran was on it, Maisie Williams, who plays Arya, is, like, the biggest Ed Sheeran fan, and they didn't tell her either until they were filming the scene. And remember how she, like, comes across him, like, the men?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And she, like, bah! Like, freaked out. So that's kind of an interesting story.
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
Also, Ed Sheeran is in Game of Thrones. I wish he continued it.
Do you know that meme where it's, like, a picture of Ed Sheeran, but it's, like, the whole picture is made up of pictures of Ed Sheeran?
No.
Terrifying.
Also, I want to share the meme that I sent you the other day. I think women would just... It was said... Hang on, I gotta find it. It was about boobs. Remember that one?
No. I've looked at a lot of memes recently.
It said... Well, first of all, the diet idea one. Did you see that one?
I'm the one who sent that to you.
Yeah, yeah. And did you? Oh, yeah, you did. And someone else sent it. Oh, yeah, diet idea. Eat what you want to eat, and if people don't like it, then eat them, too. And it's a girl eating pizza, and the other girl's like, you make me sick. And then the next meme is her just eating her head.
Yep, so good.
Okay, I sent this one to Brie. It says, do your boobs ever just, like, not match your outfit? Like, does that make sense to anyone else?
It makes so much sense.
Yeah, when you're like, this outfit would be great, but my boobs don't match.
Not going.
Oh, that made me laugh so hard.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, should we rate it? I don't remember what I rated
this. I do. I think we rated like a 4. Because the next one was
Four higher. Scalpos. Yeah.
Four scalpos.
Yanni. Yanni.
Time of death.
Oh, I just wanted to know if we had any other things to say before we time of death it. Just even if you don't want to
give us money,
just go take a look at Patreon because we put a lot of work into it.
I didn't even say where it was. Patreon.com/theoncallroom.
Yeah.
And it's P-A-T-R-E-O-N, Patreon.
And if for some reason you can't find it, which you should be able to, you can just go to Patreon and search The On Call Room on there. And
we'll put it in our Instagram link. We'll get rid of the Facebook group link for that. Yeah. And then,
But like I said, just go look at it because we put some work into it and it's just, we wrote some funny little things
on
there.
I think it's great what we wrote.
Yeah, so just go read that.
So we get to post and share that today too, which we've been holding on to for a while.
So exciting. Anyway, we love all of you. I'm sorry it took us so long to, get back to you, but life.
Yes, here we are.
Life happens. So here we go. Time of death.
Oh, it's the same as regular time.
10:37.